You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
First day back after the honeymoon, Amber. Mm. Went to Bali. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you the choice of three topics of what you'd like me to go over. Okay. Would you like to hear about the monkey forest over there? Mm. Would you like to hear about me going on the jetpacks in the ocean? Or would you like to hear about Bali Belly?
Bali Belly,
yeah.
100%.
No, I thought it was going to be that one, not something really cool I did.
I don't care about the fun you had. I want to be tell me how miserable you were. What happened?
Well, it's funny you went with Bali Belly because I blame you.
Why?
It was my...
You eat the weird, dodgy food?
I went to... The first day, I went to Kuta. I'm like, let's be tourists.
Okay.
I want to go to the movies. I want to see the Avengers. I want to go get a cheap massage. I want to drink cheap beer. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so we went in to do that. And we're sitting in a pub, and I messaged you to say, I've got a story from this morning. I'll get to that a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
But the first thing you said to me was, did you get Bali Belly? Did you get Bali Belly? Did you poo yourself?
Did you poo yourself?
And I said, no, it's nothing to do with Bali Belly.
Guys.
It's something that happened to me this morning that I think you'll find funny.
Mm.
No, I haven't even thought about Bali Belly.
Mm.
Put my phone down, thought about it for a minute, and then went, Carl's back in a sec. Just got to do a quick bathroom run.
Do you poo yourself?
No.
You pooed yourself.
It slapped me almost immediately. Like, have you got some form of sorceress powers?
Yeah,
because my stomach had been 100% fine until you messaged me. I spent the next 2.5 days trying my best not to crap my guts out.
Ew.
I couldn't leave the hotel. Like, I didn't want to be more than 30 metres from a very private toilet. By the way, very private toilet. Mm. The hotel we were staying at the time had one of those nice indoor-outdoor bathrooms.
Great.
Where are you showering? And it's like you're in a rainforest. And I've got food poisoning, so all I want to do is just lay down and cry in the shower, but I can't because I'm in the rainforest, apparently.
You can't blame me for your Bali Belly.
I can.
I didn't come up with the saying Bali Belly.
No,
it's called that for a reason.
No one had said it to me, and then...
Well, it's like the first thing I thought when you said we're going to Bali. I was like, oh my God, you're going to poo yourself so many times.
It was like to the point where I'd be lying in bed and I'd wake up in the middle of the night like, do I need to go? Let's have a think. And then I'd sit up and because it was 100% liquid, it had
raced
to the base of me and I had 6 seconds to get there.
Uh-huh.
So that's my Bali trip in a nutshell. Thank you, Amber.
Billows pooed himself.
Did I?
Billows, you've been away for 2 and a bit weeks.
Yep, at my honeymoon.
Yes. So, thankfully, you've been off the grid, which is the best way to holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Not paying attention to emails.
Nope.
What's happening in the world.
None of the above.
That's where I come in,
brilliant.
Friends.
Brilliant. Get me up to speed, mate.
I've been paying somewhat attention to what happened in the news.
Good job. What's been happening?
So, the Victorian budget was handed down just a few days before the federal budget.
Okay.
This is kind of boring for people that don't care, but Mudra got crumbs in the Vic budget.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Classic.
Sounds stock.
The wedding for Meghan Markle and Prince Harry is on this Friday.
Second most looked forward to wedding of the year, I believe.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So that's on Friday.
Okay.
But Meghan Markle's family, like there's like a whole thing going on with them.
What are they
like,
up to?
Her brothers and like her sister and her dad and stuff are all trying to like, they're like estranged and they're all trying to get like an invite and they're all like just saying like really nasty things about her, like to the media and stuff.
Because that's a way to get an invite.
Yeah.
As someone who has organised a wedding invite list, saying mean things about the person isn't the way to get on
it. Won't get you on
it.
Like Meghan Markle's brother said like that she's like a gold digger and she's only, you know, after his money and blah, blah, blah. And then like now the wedding's getting closer. He's like, okay, I was just joking and I'd like to come now, please.
As if someone in the royal family hasn't got in Harry's ear and gone, are you sure, mate?
Yeah.
Are you 100% sure on this? Because the family seems like nutcases.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Anyway, also, Kanye West reactivated his Twitter just a couple of days before you left.
Yes, I remember this part.
You were here for that. So he has been upsetting people just ever since.
Yes.
He was like tweeting things about how he's like supporting Donald Trump and he took a photo of a Make America Great Again hat and had it signed by Donald Trump and everyone was like losing it and he's like taking screenshots of his friends like John Legend and stuff that are sending him messages and he was like posting all these like intimate messages on the internet.
Well, I saw a thing where he made reference to slavery being a choice.
That was not cool.
That probably wasn't the greatest idea.
But he brought out a song. It's called Lift Yourself and he put it up on Twitter for everyone. Are you ready?
Bring it.
I don't think you're ready. Here we go.
Poop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's called lift yourself.
Anytime anyone ever says to me that Kanye West is a genius that people just don't get, then I'm sorry. I'm just going to play him that. That was awful.
Sunraysia's Hit 99.5's Houseboat Holla.
Oh, yeah. Hit.com.au. If you want to win a three-night stay on the Shannon Houseboat, thanks to All Seasons.
That sounds great.
God, we're like almost halfway through the year.
Yeah.
That's depressing to think about. But, you know, we're all a bit tired. Yeah. We all just want a holiday. And we want to send you and all your mates or family on a houseboat holiday. Register now at hit.com.au. And when we call during 6 and 9, you need to answer your phone with Hit Me With That Houseboat.
Hit Me With That Houseboat. Kieran, that is the magic words.
Kieran had no luck yesterday.
Okay.
So hopefully we can change that right now because we're about to call Kylie.
Come on, Kylie. Good luck. She doesn't know we're calling.
No.
Hello?
Oh, Kylie, it's Amber and Billows from Hit FM.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
How were you supposed to answer the phone, Kylie?
Hit me with that houseboat.
Yep, oh. No, that would have been a great response 10 seconds ago.
Damn, sorry, babe.
No, that's all right.
Oh, who would you have taken?
Well, my family.
Your family?
Perfect. Yes.
Well, you've disappointed all them.
Oh. Yes, I did.
Well,
it's so good to be back.
Hopefully you'll get another chance, okay, babe? So, better luck next time, all right, Kylie? Thanks so much.
Thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you. Well, don't be like Kylie and Kieran, all right? When your phone rings tomorrow morning,
yeah,
do the opposite of what they've done.
What's the worst that's going to happen? It's Origin Energy, and you say, hit me with that houseboat, and they're like, no, your power's getting cut off. That's not the end of the world. Well, it sucks a little bit, but still, at least you've had your chance to win that houseboat holiday.
Yes, register now over at hit.com.au for houseboat holiday. You could win a three-night stay on the Shannon Houseboat thanks to our good friends at All Seasons, hit.com.au.
First day back today, Emma. Mm-hmm. I've been in Bali for 2 weeks, had my wedding before that, mm-hmm. and I really did use it as an opportunity to just switch off.
Disconnect. I love it.
The last couple of weeks before the wedding was hectic. A lot of 1% details. I must have sent 5,000 emails in that 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to not look at an email, not look at a newspaper.
Love it.
Disconnected.
Good.
Even all the way in Bali, though, one story is all anyone is talking about. Mm. The Balinese are losing their mind.
Whoa.
They asked me, they're like, oh, where are you from? Australia. Do you know Mildura? I'm like, I do know Mildura. I'm from there. They're like, are you familiar with this Andrew Broad versus Ali Cupper tussle going on at the moment?
I'm like,
I am familiar with this.
Yeah.
This is the only story that hit my radar while I was away. And it has been, I've gone through so much popcorn, just looking at my computer screen going, oh, this is fun.
It's heating up.
So Ali has a shot at Andrew about the fact that we got nothing in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew has a shot back at Ali saying that it's not that simple and if she'd like to come along with him like a work experience student that she's welcome to.
Yeah.
And then in the end, she decides she's going to run as an independent.
Yep.
I have kept up to date with all that. Nothing else in the world do I know anything about.
Doesn't it?
This hit my radar so hard that I feel like I'm up to speed.
Doesn't it make you so excited, though?
It is exciting.
Like, every time, like, we've gone to vote together, like, twice.
Yeah, we have. Yep.
And I always make my democracy song, and, like, I'm stoked about it.
Yes.
How exciting is the November election going
to
be?
Can I say, politics, especially leading up to an election, should be more like WWE or like hip-hop beef and that sort of stuff. Like, go hard, you two.
I
want to see the best person win, and I want to see whatever is best for our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everyone else wants that too.
Yeah.
But how far away is state election?
November, I think.
Fantastic. Yeah. Guys,
bring it on.
6 months. I want to see you two going hard at each other. I've got a bit of a sore throat, and I've been led to believe that you've got some form of button that you've been using to fill in for me.
What did I just say to you?
Are you telling... Is there a button that you've got?
No, it is. Oh,
my God.
Funny.
Yeah. Look, it's a good one. Don't get me wrong.
Hmm.
Okay, you ready? Naughty, spotty, and sex body! That could be the highest one I've ever done. I don't know how I got up there. That should be your new button right there.
Dying.
How did that happen?
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Well, we're 40 seconds in. Let's do this bit.
I did say to Billows, you better make this a good one.
Wow.
Otherwise I'll kill you.
God, okay. That's how awards are won, Amber. Wow. Right there. Hey, yes. Remember the Commonwealth Games?
Well, they were a while ago.
They were. Oh, we're doing a sporty. we're doing a sporty story. Commonwealth Games, a few athletes went missing from Cameroon.
That's right.
And it's not uncommon for this to happen during the old games where athletes will go, here's a good opportunity to live somewhere better.
Australia's a bit of all right.
I don't mind a bit of Australia. A few Cameroon athletes went missing. With one day to go on their visa, they've cropped up in Sydney.
Oh, no way.
They have. They are definitely seeking asylum. They want to stay here.
Yeah.
So they're right now, they're seeking legal advice. But how long ago were the Commonwealth Games? 6 weeks?
Oh, my God.
Four, six, somewhere like that.
I don't know.
How did they go missing for that long?
What have they been doing? Just like...
What have they been doing?
Going up the Sydney Harbour Bridge, just taking a look around Circular Quay.
Just doing really touristy stuff to blend in. It's like, look, we could just hide underground and wait it out.
Did they go to the Mardi Gras?
Maybe.
Were they aligned with the Commonwealth? I don't know when they
hiding in plain sight, you think? Doing a cheeky Kentucky tour around New South Wales, around the outback?
Caught a bus up to,
like,
Brisbane.
We really like Wolf Creek and we want to go see the outback. It's like,
that's crazy.
Is not the point of that movie, mate.
So are they in, like, lots and lots of trouble? Or?
Well,
because their visa hasn't expired yet.
Their visa hasn't technically expired, so they haven't really done anything wrong yet. The rest of the athletes went back.
Yeah.
And they... At this point, they're just trying to seek asylum to live somewhere better. So we'll just have to wait and see how they go with that. They are seeking legal advice. Mm-hmm. Watch this space. Mm. They could be Australian athletes by the next Commonwealth Games.
Wow.
Is that how it works?
I don't think so.
I
don't know.
I think it should.
What's happening?
We want them. You can stay. Just be Australians.
Cameroon!
First day back today, Amber. After my honeymoon, we went to Bali and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
First few days, we just spent relaxing, doing very little, just eating nice food, spas,
well,
massage.
Well, you just had a hectic wedding.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But by the time we got a bit closer to the touristy areas, we wanted to go to Kuta and just do, you know, tourist stuff.
Yeah.
So we finally get there. It was like an hour and a half of traffic.
Mm.
And my day did not go to plan at all from there.
Okay.
Amber, do you remember the episode of South Park? Where they go skiing in Aspen.
Yes, of course.
Now, the boys are off skiing. Do you remember what the parents are doing while they're on that holiday?
Yeah. They're getting talked into purchasing a timeshare.
Amber, I spent 2 hours of my first day being a tourist in a timeshare presentation.
No!
Yes.
Whoa!
So they've got these people on the street and they've got like these little scratchy things. Oh, I'm not selling you anything. I'm not selling you anything.
Oh my
and then
God.
They open up and like, you just win it and you just scratch it and you might win a prize. And I've gone, and Carly's like, let's have a go.
I'm
like,
got ya. Hook, line, like, sinker.
We went through this very scenario in Thailand 2 years ago. She must have forgot this.
Oh, my God.
And sure enough, like, Carly's won 2 T-shirts and like, oh, maybe you'll have a go. I'm like, I think I'm about to win an iPad, Carly.
Oh.
Sure enough, I scratch around and they're like, oh, he's won the iPad. Can you believe he's won the iPad? Oh, my God. You've won either $500, an iPad, or 7 nights accommodation. You just need to go with us now. And I'm like, I don't want to do this.
God.
I don't want to do this. Carly's like, it's a 5-minute taxi ride. Let's go do it.
Oh my
2 hours in a presentation of them trying to sell us a timeshare.
Were you just looking at your beautiful new wife, just thinking like, oh my God, I'll leave you in Bali.
I was thinking, I could still annul this. No, no one would know. And so, yep, sure enough. And they get through the whole presentation.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they said the words to me. I'm trying to find out how much this sort of thing costs. Because Carly was interested. It sounded good. It was like, over time, you would save money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly's like, how much does it? And they're like, well, 10 years ago in Europe, it was like $10,000. I'm like, I don't care about what it was 10 years ago in Europe. I care about what it is today in Bali. And it was like 20 grand. And I just laughed at it. I'm like,
oh my God.
I just had a wedding. I don't have $20,000. And they were sad. And so they stuck us in a taxi and sent us back. I kid you not. First person I see once we got out of the taxi back to the tourist area is another guy with these envelopes. He's like, hey, you might have won a prize.
That's crazy.
It was the only time on the holiday I told someone that they could go and enjoy themselves.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.